one of the weird things. No, 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 it's all right, Phil.
Here goes Margaret again.
Margaret, you resent being a weird voice, huh?
No, I'm one of the weird things. I'm a voice. And this is the world-famous Phil Henry Show with Robert Leonard.
Yeah, I'm a voice. I don't care about it.
You don't care that you're a voice.
No, man.
And I'm Bud Dickman.
And I'm General Galen Shaw. And as long as I get out of here in one piece, I don't care what I am, who I am, or where I'm headed in this world.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the man who is the voice behind all of these voices, as he likes to say, Phil Hendry.
You're not going to let that go, are you?
Well, how am I supposed to let that go, Phil, when you're telling everyone every day that, oh, and here are all the people that I create, and they aren't anything, I'm everything. I, Phil Hendry, am everything.
But I give the guy the credit, the good, the credit is due.
Yeah, thank you, bud. It's give the guy the...
Give the guy credit where credit is due.
I give you credit where credit is due. I don't think you have to dismiss me as a being. You understand what I'm saying? In other words, hi, I'm Margaret Gray, and I literally don't exist. I find it very...
Oh, Margaret, why don't you climb off of that for 5 seconds, dust yourself off, sit back...
Climb off of what?
He doesn't mean anything by that. Welcome to the show, folks, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And we haven't had a chance to talk to you. Yesterday we had August Selson.
Yes, and I've been meaning to talk to you about that.
I know. August Selson's sexual exploration. Now, you didn't like that either, did you, General?
No, I think that guy, August Selson, obviously he's got a screw loose because he's
dead. Put it well.
Don't say it. I'll say it. He's sticking it. All right, he's sticking it in a can of Tasty Treasures cat food.
Oh, you wanted to say that, so you put it very nicely.
I put it the best way I knew how.
All right, well, that's what he does. And he is a mental case. There's no question about that. August Selson's sexual exploration hour, so, and we had a lot of complaints about that show. There's no question about it. I don't know if we're going to bring him back or not.
Well, Mr. Edwards, you're doing the voice, so.
Yeah.
Why don't you just say, make up something, like maybe he got some venereal disease, and it rotted off and it dropped in the street.
Dropped in the street.
You know something? It would leave it up to you guys to make something as vile and vulgar as that that August Selson. And what is it that I'm looking at here?
It's a cheese commercial for.
Oh my God! It looked like.
What?
Oh, I know what you're gonna say.
Don't say it. I was gonna say it looked like ejaculation.
All right, Margaret. Thank you very much for that. Yeah, August Selson, yesterday we had complaints. I know that Karen Deauville had checked in. She's a longtime listener of ours and a big, big fan. And what is that, bud?
I think that's periphery.
Turn that garbage off before I commit homicide.
Thank you very much for that, bud. We don't need to hear that now.
Don't need to hear that now.
Don't need...
Come on, Dickman.
Sorry.
Yeah, so Karen Deauville and her husband are traveling out there somewhere. Where are they going this week?
But they're on the way down to... I don't know, they're going out south in the Smoky Mountains or something like that.
What do you mean, the Smoky Mountains?
I think they got a cabin there, and they have relatives there, and they go, they visit them all there.
All right, well, she's on the phone. I was talking to her earlier, and I want to get her on the line here before they take off. Karen was not a big fan of that. Karen Deauville. Karen, how are you?
Oh, Phil, I'm so sorry to bother you. Herb, Phil.
Hey, Phil.
Herb, how you doing, buddy?
Hey.
Phil, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to bother you. Listen, we wanted to call in and ask you about this man, August Selson. Jerry's here, too. Jerry, I got Phil Hendry.
What?
I got Phil Hendry.
I'm Phil Hendry. How are you doing, sir?
I'm great, Jerry.
I've got it. I want to ask you about this August Selson. He is disgusting.
Do you mind very much, darling? It's Margaret. Would you speak up, please?
Oh, I'm sorry, Margaret. Margaret's on. She's not,
No, I'm not on the rag.
I didn't say... Oh,
Margaret, come on.
Well, you know that's what she's going to ask.
No, I didn't. Look, Phil, I want to know something. This man, August Selson, was talking about all kinds of disgusting things. And I...
Do you mind not whispering, please?
Oh, you're very judgmental today, aren't you? All right, okay. Listen, Phil, all I wanted to...
No, I'm not judgmental. I can't...
All right, so what was the major complaint?
Well, the major complaint that I had with August Selson is he's a little crude, isn't he? He was talking about venereal disease and open sores.
Yeah, that kind of August Selson.
I didn't like it. And I know Herb. Jerry, what'd you think?
Yeah, man, well,
they're telling you he was a star of science.
Can't understand anything else. Jerry didn't like it either.
Now, this Jerry, this is your brother-in-law, right?
I'm sorry, is that the general?
Yes, Jerry, it's the general. Jerry's your brother-in-law.
Yes, General, he's my brother-in-law. He goes everywhere with us.
Yeah, well, that's what I gather. He goes everywhere with you. What kind of a weird scene is that?
Oh, come on, Jeff. Hey, Jerry, the general thinks it's some kind of an August Felsen scene. You mean...
I don't touch her. I would never touch her.
Let me have the phone. I'm telling you.
Don't think anyone's touching anybody. I'm just wondering what kind of a freak scene have you people got going there?
All right, you don't need to say that.
Oh, my goodness. Well, look at Phil, I'm going to let you go because I just want to talk. That August Felsen needs to be shot. Take it out and shot. Isn't that right, Herb?
Yeah, take him out and shoot him.
Herb thinks he needs to be taken out and shot. What do you think, Jerry?
What is it with that Jerry? Is he mentally retarded or something?
You can't say that.
Oh, no. Jerry is just very enthusiastic. Jerry, what do you think of August Felsen?
I told you, take a second shot, stick it right up.
Go on, keep packing. We're going to the Great Smoky Mountains, Phil.
That sounds like a ball. As a matter of fact, I had a friend of mine send me some photographs from the Great Smoky Mountains not too long ago.
Phil, Herb wants to know real quick. What do you think of this Lindsay Rhodes on ESPN? What do you think about her?
No, I'll tell about it.
I'm asking him now. What do you think of Lindsay Rhodes?
Lindsay Rhodes is very good.
Don't you think she pretends like she's a tomboy, but she shows her butt off? That's what
I think she shows the butt off.
Well, she's showing everything off. I mean, I think that's just the way they're supposed to dress.
Yeah, feel it up. I'd love to feel it.
Would you give me the phone, please? I don't know, Phil. I have no opinion.
Lindsay Rhodes is great. She's obviously very conversant. She knows her subject matter. She knows sports. And she's a lovely girl. They dress them to... They definitely dress them for success over there.
Well, Herb, what'd you think?
I can see everything.
Herb thinks she can see everything.
Which one is it?
It's this Lindsay Rhodes. I'm looking at her right now. You can't see everything. I think she's in a very tastefully tight dress. Yes. It is tasteful, but it is very tight. And when you wear something that tight, it's going to...
Well, that's what I'm saying to her. It's going to suck up into certain...
areas.
It gets... A vacuum is created. You know, a vacuum's created. And then you see it suck up in there. Don't grab the phone. All right, we have to go, Phil.
All right, I thank you.
What, who is this? Is this the Cincinnati Zoo? That brother-in-law?
Oh, my God, that's so funny, Jerry. The general called you the ape that got shot, Jerry.
Don't tell me, Phil.
He said you are the ape. Is that right, General?
Yeah, you tell Jerry. He sounds just like that monkey they shot that had that little kid. They were throwing him around a cage.
You sound like the monkey they shot.
Off that bullshit. Can't shoot.
I had to cut that off.
What are you talking about? It's always enjoyable talking to Karen Doville.
Yeah, very enjoyable indeed.
I don't think it's enjoyable at all. I think there's something wrong with that family. I think there's been something wrong with that family for years. It's obviously got something to do with the mental stability in that family. Oh, God.
Well, I don't find them to be mentally unstable. I think they're extremely eccentric people. And for whatever reason, they like to travel together.
Well, the whole thing with the brother-in-law going everywhere, wow. So he's going everywhere with his brother and his brother's wife. Now, you know the Bible says never to uncover the nakedness of your brother's wife.
Are you kidding me? Really, Dad?
Well, it says that, but I doubt seriously whether that applies in this case.
Oh, it does? Why does it apply?
Because that's an ancient, ancient text from the Old Testament.
Well, I guess, you know, some people go by that stuff.
Well, you don't even know. Are the Deauvilles Christian? Do they even follow the Bible?
But in America, you got to follow the Bible.
You don't have to follow the Bible in America.
Well, I mean, you don't have to, but that's...
We got freedom of religion in this country. Don't ever forget that. Don't ever forget that. Freedom of religion, man. Freedom of religion.
I mean, what, you gotta watch that stuff, Phil, because it sounds like you're promoting the Islam, and you know where that leads.
Hey. I do not believe all the rest of these jokers think that Islam is a bad religion. I think there's a lot of bad people. Just like any other faith, you can be what... We got freedom of religion. The only thing you can't do is pull a bunch of stuff that's going to hurt other people, you know?
Well, whatever that means.
No, but son, you didn't say that before. I agree.
Well, that is the essence of freedom of religion in this day and age. But...
Now...
Excuse me, I'm not done yet. But the Deauville family, and that would be Karen, who is very eccentric, her husband, Herb, and the what appears to be sort of a frantic and goon-like brother-in-law, this is a family that I would put in any log cabin that you care to mention. I wouldn't get them. They should not stray more than 100 yards from any log cabin.
So in other words, they belong in a log cabin.
Yeah. Jesus.
All right. Meaning what?
Well, I think the intimation's clear.
Thank you, bud. Do I have to spell it out?
Inbred.
Thank you.
Okay, what a simple... Yeah, that's the most simple-minded garbage I've ever heard in my life. Anyway, what I wanted to get from them was the August Selsen take, and they pretty much think that it was disgusting.
Well, see, I don't understand where they're coming from. How can they say it's disgusting when the things that they do and the things that they done did... Not done did, but the things that they did do...
Chuck Blackman, you're trying to talk about when he accused you of farting.
You know what? I'm going to...
Oh, no, wait. What is this about?
Well, you know when she got accused of farting there by Coach Dozier.
Coach Dozier said something crude, and I said I done didn't do it. I misspoke on Twitter.
Oh, I saw that. All right, are we done?
Done with what?
This stupid-ass conversation that we're having about whatever, about August Selsen. All I'm telling you is... That guy Selsen's better. He's going to have to work on that show, man, because it's getting real weird. World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Hey!
Hustling ass youngster clocking your grill.
Hey!
All right, well, as long as Phil's grooving to his hip hop music there. We have a story here we wanted to give you. And this is about, God damn it, Henry, where do you put this stuff?
I don't know, bud.
Right here.
Oh, yeah, Mark Hinshaw's, is he on the line?
Yeah, get Mark Hinshaw on the phone right now.
This guy, Mark Hinshaw, now you understand, folks, that Hawaii, and I was stationed in Hawaii there at Schofield Barracks quite some time, along with Patsy and I, and Hawaii is a beautiful, beautiful state. I don't think there's a better place in the world to relax and enjoy the comforts and the amenities and the joy of America, and at the same time enjoy the beauty of America in the tropics like Hawaii. That's the beautiful thing about our country. You've got the desert, you've got the high alpine mountains, and you have the beautiful, lush, tropical jungles, and all of that, you know...
You know,
the boom, 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 boom. I don't know what the hell they do. But, like the hula dancing and... Yeah, right there, the hula dancing. And it's all there. Now, we were in Hawaii, and something that all of you need to be aware of...
Hawaii is very polluted.
Hawaii is... Yeah, thank you, Margaret. I thought I'm doing this. Go ahead.
I'm helping you. What, the Hawaiian beaches are filthy. Absolutely filthy. And I am particularly disgusted by this, as is Frank. That is, if Phil has allowed Frank to be disgusted, because he does Frank's voice, too.
All right, yes, I will allow Frank to be disgusted.
Jesus, hey, Henry, we're going to check in with you on everything?
Pretty much.
Anyway, Frank was telling me, because he was just over there for a lawyer's conference, that the place is a big toilet bowl. You were just there, Phil.
No, I didn't see anything like that, but I can believe it. The tourist beaches are probably filthy, because... tourists are tourists, and it's very unfortunate. But I didn't see that. I was on Kauai, and the beaches that we saw, the only thing it was littered with were too many people, to be honest with you. I've got no problem with that, but I like my beaches. Oh, and I'm on vacation. I want to be the only guy on that beach.
Oh, get a load of you.
God, Sammy, how much is that going to cost?
I don't know, and I don't care. I'll spend top dollar.
Yeah, right. So you want to be the only guy on the beach. You're that antisocial.
Pretty much. We got a new survey has identified tens of thousands of bits of debris, mostly plastic, along the shorelines of the main Hawaiian islands. And this is a new study in the Hawaiian Islands has made a disturbing, if not entirely surprising, discovery. Hawaii's paradisal beaches have a major plastic problem. The result of an aerial survey released this week by the state's Department of Land and Natural Resources identified more than 20,000 bits of debris in the main Hawaiian Islands. And most of it is plastic, a form of waste that's considered particularly harmful to our marine life. Mark Hinshaw is with us.
Hey, Mark, this is General Shaw. Mark, you still working with the Trump campaign?
Well, no, I am working with the Trump campaign, but I'm not in any official capacity. I just consider myself a great admirer of Donald Trump. And so I suppose you could say...
You're like an official Trump supporter, you know?
Yeah, they're pretty much.
There's a lot of Trump supporters... And then there's the ones that get paid.
What's the difference?
Well, Trump supporters are just Trump supporters. But there are a couple, like on CNN, I think, that guy, Jeffrey Lord.
Yeah, Jeffrey Lord and that Kaylee.
That Kaylee McEnany. Oh, she's a real She's a real grating presence, isn't she? Every time I see her with her, with all of that lip gloss, I want to take out a rag. I want to go down to a lube bay, get the filthiest rag they have, and wipe that off of her face.
Well, Ms. Gray, I can't comment. I don't want to get in an argument. I think that sounds pretty wrong.
Margaret, what's your problem? I don't have a problem. She's got the problem with her lip gloss. That stuff is shining. It makes her lips look like she's got the big boop, boop, boop.
Well, what are you talking about?
I'm telling you, she's got the big fish lips.
All right, so that's really great, Margaret, knocking on another woman's looks.
I'm just talking about her personal grooming. It's got nothing to do with her lips or her physiognomy.
Well, you're saying that she's got lips like a blowfish or whatever that is.
I said she's got marine mammal lips.
All right, that's knocking her looks. You know.
All right, can we get off this now and get on to what we were here to talk about, which is the filthy beaches in Hawaii? Mark, what, General Shaw, you were talking to Mark.
Well, Mark, you and I were talking earlier about the beaches in Hawaii being filthy, and you've got a little bit of a conflict of interest?
Well, no, it's not a conflict of interest, I wouldn't say. But what I feel, this is going to be my very first trip to Hawaii in about 23 years. Last time I was there, I was a teenage boy. And I'd gone over there for a volleyball tournament. And it was a volleyball tournament that I was not able to play in, as a matter of fact, because I was overweight. And they had me working out most of the time as the team was on the court taking on these other teams. And I didn't have a chance to go down to the beach or nothing. No how, no way, no way. I had to work out behind the scenes. And they said to me, you better get the fat off, you better roll it off, whatever you got to do. So I had to, you know, I'm looking at this Lindsay Rhodes, by the way, Mr. Andrews. She's got kind of a toilet sloppy.
All right, but let's not talk about Lindsay Rhodes.
Toilet slop? What is this about?
Look, let's just stick to the point.
I apologize, Mr. Henry. I'm sorry. I heard you talk about Lindsay Rhodes.
Right, well, we're off that topic now.
Sorry. But I was going to say, before I got sidetracked.
I want to know what toilet sloppy means.
We're not talking about it, okay?
Margaret.
Oh, my God, what a fascist.
You know what we're talking about, Ms. Gray?
Telling a woman what to do like that.
Ms. Gray, believe me, you don't want to know. So, the last time I mentioned toilet sloppy, I was...
Okay, you know, I'm starting to get a little weary of all of this juvenile conversation. Can we get back to where we're at, which is the beaches and...
I was going to do that, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, but you brought up Lindsay Rhodes.
All right, I just heard you all talking about her. And I heard at one point I heard someone say the toilet slop. And
if I hear that term one more time, I'm hanging the phone up on you. I'm going to clear the studio and I'll do the show solo. I'll do the show solo.
He's not kidding either. I tell you that, Henshaw.
All right, I'm sorry. So what happened, we went to the beach. I never did have a chance to go to the beach. Now we're going to go back, my wife and I, and I've got a couple of weeks off and I'm going to visit Hawaii. I know they have a litter problem there. The problem that I have, it just so happens my trip to Hawaii, my first return trip to Hawaii, is going to be at a time when their beaches are filthy. They've got plastic and all kinds of garbage. And it so happens that when I go to the beach, there are a number of things that I enjoy. And they make my trip to the beach very enjoyable. They make my trips to the beach very happy. And they make my trips to the beach very memorable. And one of them is the fact that I love to have 2 6-packs of cream soda. And that is a soda that comes with the plastic rings. I also love my onion rings. Those are the pre-fried onion rings. I love the beer nuts. I always have a bag of beer nuts, and I always, whenever I can, I try to have the baked chips because they're good for my weight, and I like to have a can of Spanish peanuts. And I also will have a sandwich, perhaps. But what I do is oftentimes I'll leave the garbage there on the beach.
Why would you do that?
Yeah, why don't you just haul the garbage off?
I want to haul the garbage off, but I'm on vacation. And I'm trying to enjoy myself. So if I'm on vacation, having to worry about hauling garbage off a beach, you don't know what I do for a living, do you, Mr. Henry?
No, I know. You're a garbage man.
That's right. I haul garbage for the city of Nashville, Tennessee.
I thought you were from Birmingham.
I am. I am from Birmingham. But I commute to Nashville to haul garbage there once a week.
You commute to Nashville to haul garbage. Wow.
Yeah, I commute to Nashville. That's right. What about it?
Well, it sounds... What do you mean, what about it?
What about it?
You live in Birmingham. Why don't you move to Nashville?
I have other business concerns. I've got a number of different jobs. I have a number of business. I've got a part ownership in a car lot in Birmingham. I also own a couple of vending machines in Birmingham. And now I haul garbage for the city of Nashville. Excuse me. So.
Oh, I see. So you're a real high roller, man. You got some...
I got my finger in a few pies.
Yeah, I'll bet you do.
Wow. That almost sounded filthy.
All right. So we're talking here with a cat by the name of...
My name is Mark Henshaw.
Mark Henshaw. He is... coincidentally, he's been on our show before as a supporter of Donald Trump. We're not talking about that today. We're talking about visiting Hawaii. And what you're saying about Hawaii is very, very disturbing. It doesn't sound responsible. And quite frankly, it sounds lazy to the point of criminal. Margaret?
Yes, that's exactly what I was going to say, Mark. It is a criminal act.
Criminal? No, wait, hold on.
No, it's a criminal act to willfully leave that kind of trash laying on the beautiful beaches of Hawaii.
Well, we're not going to be going to any beaches that are pristine. We're mostly going to be going to Waikiki. I've always wanted to go to Waikiki because that was the beach you saw in all the movies. And Diamond Head and all the hotels. And I'd said to my wife, I said, I got to go there. I want to sit there on Waikiki Beach. And I want to think of that Ricky Nelson. I'm a traveling man. And I got a Honolulu baby down in old Waikiki. I think that's the song. Is that, honey? My wife's here right now. And that's what I want to live and do. And that beach is a filthy, dirty garbage pit. So it doesn't matter.
That's no excuse. I mean, your reasoning is pretty bizarre.
No, Phil, what I'm trying to do is work. I'm telling you that they're not making it comfortable for me.
They're not making it comfortable for you by what?
By having a filthy, dirty beach and then telling me I got to haul my garbage off? Come on, man. I've been planning on this trip.
Well, look, if you care at all about Hawaii, you've been saying you think it's beautiful there, right?
It's gorgeous there, yeah. But I have only been one time. This will be my second time. It ain't like I got all this vested interest in Hawaii, especially since everybody else that goes over there leaves all their garbage laying around. So I go over there, and I've got my, like I said, I have specific things that it just isn't summertime unless I take this stuff with me.
No, what is this stuff again? You said you got onion rings.
You got onion rings and Spanish peanuts.
Onion rings, Spanish peanuts.
Yeah, Spanish peanuts, beer nuts. I like the baked potato chips, and I like the onion ring. The onion rings come in a bag. I'm not talking about fast food.
You know what? They're not. What do you mean onion rings that come in the bag?
There's a bagged onion ring you can get. All right, and then I like potato chips, not the P, B. You ever heard of those, Phil?
No, I have not.
Oh, they are. They got a lot of grease. They got a lot of salt and a lot of grease, but they're made from a potato. A potato is a smaller potato. Very rare. There's only probably about 2,000 left in the whole world. But they're slowly turning them into potato chips, and I'm going to get mine.
Are you done?
Yeah, I got...
Yeah, I got sidetracked, right, since you're doing my voice.
Right. All right, we're talking with Mark Henshaw here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. How do we get you to see...
Talk about you being very selfish.
How many times do I got to tell you people?
No, because you're going to that beach, you can haul your garbage off of there. You say, well, just because nobody else does, why do I have to do it? Because you care about Hawaii.
Hawaii right now, Mark, is in the process of remedying this problem. They're going to clean the beaches up, and they're probably going to institute, I would guess, the Hawaii State Legislature will probably put on the books some very, very stiff penalties for littering, including jail, you know. We're going to start seeing some of that stuff happen.
Well, in all the years that you've been covering the news, and all the years that you've been covering people breaking the law, have you ever heard of a guy getting jail time for littering?
Yeah, we have. And that song, Alice's Restaurant, oh, they got jail.
What do you mean, Alice's Restaurant?
Well, that story is, whether that's true or not, I don't know.
Alice's Restaurant is true.
Well, they got threatened with jail. Give me something better than Alice's Restaurant.
I've never heard of a man, or woman for that matter, being thrown in jail for throwing their crap around on a beach. I hope they do exactly what you're saying. But until then, by the way, I said beer nuts, Spanish peanuts, and I love their, I get a six-pack of Werner's cream soda, which is on that plastic ring. That's the part that I don't understand. I got the onion rings, and I get potato chips, And
now, what about the pork rinds? You're always talking about those.
I've never talked about pork rinds in my life. That is absolute libel. Right there.
Well, why is that libel, for God's sake? You guys are talking about pork rinds all the time.
I'm not one of the guys that talks about pork rinds.
Well, who talks about the pork rinds?
It seems like something that you guys talk about.
Well, when you say you guys, I'd appreciate if I'm treated as an individual. I do eat pork rinds. Yes, I do. But I didn't say anything about bringing pork rinds this trip. But maybe, I don't know.
All right. Mark, the best of luck to you. I would suggest that instead of feeling that your vacation's going to get ruined...
No, it's not going to get ruined. If you want me hauling that crap off the beach, that's fine. By the time I get to Hawaii, I hope the Hawaii State Legislature, as you have said, Mr. Henry, have acted so that Mark Henshaw is not the only schmuck hauling his beer nuts and his Spanish peanut can.
All right, I understand, Mark.
Yeah, I don't think you do.
All right, Mark, we do, but at the same time, if you leave any garbage on that beach over there, an already polluted beach, I hope you go to jail.
Yeah, that's exactly what my
Mark Henshaw, folks.
That's very, very selfish. And you know something? That's a perfect example of the way a lot of people are thinking these days. They're thinking, as he said, I want to get mine.
Well, what is this potato chip?
I looked it up. A potato is a smaller version of a potato. It's a rare endangered species. And,
what do you mean species, man? It's like a vegetable.
Well, it's like an endangered plant.
Yeah, I mean, it's an endangered plant. And, they make potato chips.
That's the biggest... Let me see that. Potatoes, small... Yeah.
All right, we're going to be right back on a world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Also, got coming up here, I think Larry Grover is going to join us. Be right back.
Margie Jessel for potato chips, the Jessel one.
Jessel's potato chips. They've been making them the old-fashioned way for 61 years. And now, with the world's potato supply dwindling to the point of extinction, Margie says she's going to get hers.
Jessel's potato chips. We won't be undersold. We won't be outdone. And we won't be outmuscled. We're in the potato fields day and night getting our potatoes.
Yes, Marcy's Jessel's potato chips. What? Wait a minute. I just saw Benicio del Toro. Jessel's potato chips. Friend, you have really got to get something going in your life. To go out and find these extinct... Hey, there's Lindsay Rhodes.
Jessel's potato chips.
Bucket beer is the best beer your money can buy. Bucket beer comes in 6-packs, 12-packs, and 24-packs. Bucket also comes in the Bucket Ale and Bucket Pilsner. Get it now. Bucket beer and Pilsner. Ale and Whale Ale. Bucket. Brewed in Olympia, Washington.
All right, man. So anyway, this weekend, you watch any... I know you guys did. Watch some Muhammad Ali?
Well, Frank was watching it all weekend.
Yeah, I saw that with the Thrill in Manila.
Yeah, I saw that in the Rumble in the Jungle. That's the one. Man, that was fantastic.
Which one's that?
The Rumble in the Jungle was the one in Zaire, where all the cops were on the...
Oh, all those cops are out there?
No, white helmets.
That was something, man. That was something, looking at all that stuff. And it was, you know, if you didn't... know Muhammad Ali, did not know him, but if you were not familiar with him during the period of time where he was such a vocal and active and funny and engaging and challenging and smart-mouthed and very much... this is a cat that let people know what he let people know what he thought, and he pissed a lot of people off.
Well, they said he was the first uppity black, as they put it.
That is a very terrible thing to say.
Well, it's kind of true, Margaret. I mean, you know. I mean, they didn't like the way he talked, and they didn't like all of the things that he said. And with all of the stuff talking about in this country these days about Muslims, there he was, through it all, a Muslim. And he even released a statement on the proposed ban of Muslims, saying that this is something for the political candidate, the presidential candidates to consider, not to make a man, you know, a man... not to punish a man, I guess, for his religion. All right, Larry Grover is joining us here on our Newsmaker line. Larry is talking to us from Culver City, California, where he is at work right now at Culver Print. But we do want to talk with him here. The Japanese. Now, Larry, I know you've been divorced for how many years?
From the mother of my children, Marcy, since 2001.
All right. Japanese divorce laws changed to allow women to remarry at any time.
Yeah, that's very disturbing. I'll tell you why. I've got nothing against a woman remarrying. My ex-wife, Marcy, remarried within I'd say within about 2 weeks to 3 weeks of our divorce. When that got final, she immediately went off and ran off with some young punk kid who was half her age.
Oh, he was not. I know who he is. He was about 10 years younger than her.
Oh, well, okay. You know who he was.
Yes,
let's not have any names.
No, don't mention any names. His first name was Daryl, though.
You said you didn't want names.
I didn't want any names. Why'd you say that?
I just gave his first name. I'm going to give his last name, which was...
Don't say it, man. All right, so...
Dumped it. No, you dumped that, huh?
You better believe we dumped it.
Well, anyway, Marcy ran off with this young punk who's about 10 years younger than her. Some young guy wants all of her money. And not that she had a lot, because I didn't really have a lot myself to leave her. But and it was within 2 weeks. Now, I just think decency dictates, you know, Phil, decency dictates that you wait a prescribed period, so you're not sticking it right back up your, you know, you know.
But what's the major complaint there, Grover?
The major complaint is this, and I think any man would agree with me. When you divorce a woman, and then she turns right around, and no sooner is the ink dry on the divorce papers that she's in some guy's convertible, and they are heading for the Blue Moon Motel... I mean,
well, the Blue Moon Motel probably was there before.
I mean, as a honeymoon, okay? No sooner is the ink dried than they're headed to the Chapel of Love, if you know what I mean. Okay, Mr. Henry, you know what I mean, right?
Yeah, he knows what you mean.
I'm asking him.
Yes, I know what you mean.
All right. Since you're doing my voice, the least you can do is respond to me.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
All right. So the ink isn't even dry, and that happened to me. So I'm talking to, my attorney says, well, you know, your divorce is final. And Marcy, no sooner was the divorce final than she was in this punk's convertible, and they were on their way to the closest chapel they could find, probably something in a storefront, God knows where, down in Compton. And from there, it was only about 3 blocks to the Blue Moon Motel. And I think that when the word leaks out on something like that, and I had a lot of guys talking about it.
Are you talking about the relative humiliation a man can go through?
Yes, I think it's very humiliating to have your friends walk up to you at a Legionnaires meeting or in a pool hall, as my friends did, and they said, oh, hey, just saw Marcy speeding down the street in a convertible. Is your divorce final or something? And I said, yeah, oh, okay, that explains it. Because they must have been doing about 90 down the street on their way down there to the Chapel of Love. And
what is the Chapel of Love? That place that's down there, Culver City?
Yeah, the Chapel of Love is a place that's run by Reverend Castorini. And also, I think Pastor Rennick has done some weddings there. And it's a real cut-rate, wham-bam, thank you, ma'am. Come on in, get married. And then right next door are four or five different, I don't know what you would call them, but they're like cottages. And you just go directly from the chapel right straight into this cottage with the blinking Blue Moon Motel, you know?
Well, that sounds almost pornographic. It sounds like some kind of a racket.
I've never heard of this place.
Oh, well, just because you've never heard of it, Phil, doesn't mean it hasn't existed.
Well, okay, we're going to get...
But Pastor Rennick's on the phone.
Get Pastor Rennick, because I know he's done some different...
Pastor William Rennick joining us now from Joyful Union Congregation. Pastor Rennick, how are you doing?
I'm fine.
Hey, Pastor Rennick, it's Larry Grover. I hope you're doing well, sir.
I'm very good, yeah.
We're talking about the Chapel of Love.
Yep.
And, Japan, they're going to allow women to get married right after divorce the same as men. In other words, the women in Japan...
It's not called Japan, called Japan. Larry, I got to break Larry that habit.
Sorry. My father used to call it that. My father was a U.S. Marine veteran of the Second World War. I got to breathe on that one.
Phil, let me tell you, I've been talking to Larry. I've been counseling Larry on this now for the last 3 months. I was going to say 3 weeks and 3 months, but it came out 3 months.
But what are you counseling him about?
You mind if I say? I'll say. I've been counseling him on the fact that we knew this was coming down the pike, that we were going to allow the Japanese women to marry immediately after divorce. Now, this brought up something that was very, very traumatic for Larry. Right after he got the divorce, the divorce was final in his family, his wife, Marcy, went out and got married to some young stud, some young punk, in a fast sports car with a convertible top. And Larry looked out the window of a pool hall one day, and all he saw was a streaking red sports car and a blonde-haired woman, that was his wife, and some punk with greasy hair heading down to the Chapel of Love. Now, I knew that I had a wedding to perform there that afternoon, and wouldn't you know it?
And you performed it.
I had to do it. What am I to say, no, I can't do it? This is a friend of mine? Wouldn't you know that was the one?
So you're telling me...
Oh, my God, you actually officiated that wedding.
I had to. I was booked in.
Well, I mean, as soon as you saw it was Marcy, why didn't you say something?
I simply said to Marcy, I hope you're happy. And I knew she was going. I said, now you may kiss the bride. Say I do. He goes, I do. And you should have heard this guy. He goes, I do. And she goes, I do. And they were out the side door, and literally they're out the side door fumbling with the key for their motel room.
You know how much that hurts me.
I'm sorry, Larry, but I got to tell you the truth.
Well, that's about as goofy a thing as I've ever heard. Talk about fumbling with the key, huh?
Yeah, fumbling. I said, and I now pronounce you man and wife. I didn't even get the word wife out, and they were gone out the side door, and I saw them, and I heard her going, come on, get the key, come on, come on, come on, come on. And,
oh, God.
Oh, give it a rest, will you, Larry? She's not married to him anymore.
Well, now, you're right about that.
She's not.
No, that lasted about a year. And then she remarried Cliff, the guy that... She remarried Cliff, the guy she was married to before she met me, and that lasted a year. And then she married a guy named Dave Mulhooney, who owns that hardware store.
Now, they got married, Dave Mulhooney and your wife, they got married, I should say, your ex-wife, got married at the Chapel of Love. I officiated that one.
Let me ask you a question. What is this Chapel of Love, and who decides who is the preacher?
Well, there's a few of us. I know Castorini gets called in. I get called in. Reverend Thor, Reverend Wade Thor, and which was a long time. They didn't want to use him because he'd say, are you Thor? Yeah, I am. I'm Thor. And everybody'd be, ha, 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 you know, especially when you officiate a wedding. That's no good. It's no good. So we have been there, and
who owns this place?
Now, does the city own this?
No, it's a private concern. And a private, you know, it's like a tourist thing. So I officiated that wedding, too.
Well, I think it's right. And the reason why I bring this up, Phil, they've made this a law in Japan that now women can get married whenever they want. And I think it's something that should be introduced here in the United States so that women, you know what I mean, women cannot get married right away, that they've got to wait.
What about men? Why are they allowed?
Exactly. Why are men allowed to get married whenever they want and women are not?
Because a man isn't going to be sticking it right back up. Look.
How do you know that? If I turned and I saw Frank and I were divorced and I saw Frank going down the street as fast as he could in a red sports car with some slut, I can assure you I'd be hurt.
Well, but it's not the same thing. I mean, when a guy turns and he sees his wife with a guy that's half his age and they are burning rubber to get to the Chapel of Love and the Blue Moon Motel, oh, man.
Well, I can understand that. There's a certain rhythm and sound to something like that.
What do you mean, a certain rhythm and sound? I think you need to grow up. I think you need to understand that time moves on, life moves on. You cannot control a woman like that.
That's always been your problem, Larry. You're very old-fashioned.
Yeah, and I hope I always remain old-fashioned. And as you know, Pastor Rennick, and you taught me this, I believe in clean, crisp sexual relations. I believe that the sterilized sheets be used.
Oh, God, here he goes again.
Now look at that. I never went that overboard.
Well, I do. And I think solvents, gasoline solvents... You know, for you, no one will ever understand.
I understand, Mr. Grover. I mean, it's weird, and a lot of people feel it's weird, but it's you.
That is you.
You better believe it's me. Weird and me.
Yeah, it's weird, all right. You know, you keep using that gasoline solvent, I'll tell you one thing. You'll have the cleanest, crispest sex around. Underline the word crisp.
Oh, baby. So you're saying there'll be a fire?
That much gasoline? Yeah.
What do you mean that much gasoline?
Well, who knows who it is you're taking home with you? I mean, you may need a lot of gasoline.
Oh, well, that's true.
All right, Larry, best of luck to you.
Thank you very much, Phil.
Pastor Rennick, thank you, sir.
All right, Phil, always a pleasure.
Got to get you on more often.
I was just saying the other day.
All right.
You are hanging up on people left and right in this program, aren't you?
I am. I'm very much hanging up on people left and right on this here program. World famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. Don't forget, backstage pass signups beginning right now, man. First 250 people
who sign up for a one-year backstage pass are going to get themselves a personalized voice message from one of the characters on this show, whoever, whatever, however, we do that for you. Want to thank everybody, by the way, at the Hollywood Improv on Friday night. We had such a great, great time with Tom Rhodes. Gabe Liebman was with us. Wayne Fetterman, absolutely hysterical. Melissa Villaseñor, brilliant. And I'll tell you what, Chris Fairbanks, what a funny, funny guy he is, man. So we had a blast. Thanks for being there with us. And what else? Rest in peace, Muhammad Ali.
Yeah,
R.I.P. Muhammad Ali. World-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. Goodbye, everyone.